Napa friends. Back from Napa. It's another fantastic edition of the Vero Insider, this terrific Wine Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy, happy hostess with the mostest. I'm surrounded by gorgeous ladies.
Woo! Yeah, yes! Yeah.
I tell you what, before I introduce you to these terrific gals that are going to be putting on a amazing 35th annual chili cook-off this Saturday. So if you don't have plans, we've just found some for you. Very kid-friendly indeed. I just want to summarize, Cindy, you were so right when you said I was going to go out to California, have a great time, and I would welcome coming home, because that's exactly what happened.
Oh, did I say that you were welcome coming home?
Yeah, I did 9 days. So it was a nice length of time where I missed home. I was happy to come home. San Francisco was a terrific host, from what I remember. It was a blast. Just kidding. No, I remember a lot of it. John Foley's, this little basement piano bar. If you've never been, if you're planning on going to San Francisco, you will thank me in advance. I went 2 nights in a row.
Did my husband
and I had so much fun. Oh, yes. And of course, they remembered us night too. You're back. Of course, William. They were the coolest. And then Napa, you know, I was able to win that live auction bid and experience that through the Wine Women in Shoes. Mm-hmm. And that was just tasty. There were some really interesting, well-kept Napa secrets that we got to explore. So that was just win-win for all. And it went to the Humane Society of Vero Beach as their fundraiser. So that was really great. And now today we're going to talk about a different nonprofit that's our neighbors with the Boys and Girls Club of Port St. Lucie that are kicking off a way to bring fun and food and family all together from 11 o'clock to 6 p.m. this Saturday, the 15th, at the Fence Center.
Yes.
Okay. So I have two amazing ladies that are instrumental in putting this together and a number of the other activities that go on behind the scenes for the Boys and Girls Club.
I can't wait to tell you about those activities.
Yeah. So Alicia Marshall, Megan Johnson, welcome to the Vero Insider. Yay!
Thank you.
Now, we are sipping, if I may, real quick, on Opici Vineyards Homemade Barbarone. This is a semi-sweet red wine, lighter in profile. And I said, I'm bringing this today, not only because they once were a great company that I worked with and I still collaborate with on a number of different levels, but also because I think it would be a terrific wine to pair with chili.
Yes.
Because chili gets spicy and it has elements of heat, this would be amazing.
I could eat chili and drink this wine all day, every day.
You put a slight chill on this little puppy, which is how I brought it today. Mm-hmm. And it really, it would stand the test of time with pizza, lasagna, smoked meat. So I think that it really falls in that same category.
Very good job.
Yeah, thank you. I know we don't have chili here, folks, in case you were wondering, because this is a competition. It's going to take place Saturday. And of course, your vote matters, folks, when you come.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about it.
So let's talk about that People's Choice Chili Award. That is probably one of the most awarded, coveted awards that the teams want.
They want those bragging rights.
Yeah. People's Choice. We do have other awards, a ton of other awards that we give out throughout the day. People's Choice Chili, though, is what you who are listening can help with. You can vote on your favorite chili, taste as many chilies as you want. We have sampling kits available at the door. At the Hevert L. Fenn Center. And
sampling kits. What does that entail?
So for $5, you can get 6 sampling cups to go to any chili booth. And we have 35 teams this year. So
how could you pick just...
I know.
6.
Well, if you don't want to pick just 6, you can go to our Facebook and check out a link for our super sampler kit where you can sample all of the samples.
Really?
Ooh.
I'm a super sampler.
Yeah.
I'm a super sampler.
Sign me up. Yep.
I need to figure out how to be a judge. I better get on these girls' good side. That's what I'm talking about. Then you're guaranteed to try them all. But like, but you don't know which
correct.
Is the important part about judging.
Our judges are kept secrets. So if you do become a judge, we won't tell anybody.
Right, because they can't be bought ahead of time. I get it. Now, I understand that there's a theme this year.
Yes. Every year there's a theme. It is board games this year. Yep.
I love board games.
Fun, right?
Yeah.
So the teams have been super competitive about what games they pick for their theme because they deck out their whole booth space and they get into costumes. We have a team. It's the HCA Lawnwood and St. Lucie Medical, and they are Operation. The board game
Operation. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, that's so funny.
So they have made a life-size Operation board game, and you can play it there at their tent.
Awesome. Okay, so 35th year anniversary, 35 teams. I love the symbolism there. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So are they all local businesses?
Mostly all local business. Actually, yes, local. Local to the Treasure Coast. I don't know why I'm doubting myself.
Drink more wine. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, local to Treasure Coast. We have some from Indian River County, like you.
Yes.
And some radio stations from Indian River County. And we have a lot of teams from Martin County as well.
Okay, terrific. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now folks can bring their kids. What can they expect if they're bringing little ones? And is there a specific age that you think is a sweet spot on up? Or it's kind of anything goes?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. We have a lot of free kids activities.
Ah.
And you're helping us with one of them.
Yes. Tell us more.
So it's a bubble dance party, and you can definitely explain it better than I can.
That's right. Well, okay. So White Glove Moving and Storage had the pleasure of collaborating with the Boys and Girls Club several months ago because you all were given a number of pool tables.
Yes.
And you have a number of clubhouses throughout St. Lucie County. How many?
We have 17 clubhouses, and we have 5 that needed pool tables.
So this gives the kids something to do for their after-school programs, their summer programs. And so White Glove was happy to step up to the plate, and we were able to do it for next to nothing, essentially, to get all these pool tables to where they needed to go. And then the opportunity came up where this big event was here, and I said, you know, I happen to do this thing that I think kids like a lot. I've done it in the past. It's a bubble wrap dance floor party. So I bring the music and we set up, and you're going to put me away from some of the other sponsors because it gets a little loud, you know, and we're going to have a dedicated time.
Party zone, a dedicated party zone. That's what we're going to call it.
I love it. We're going to have balloons and candy and hoopla and music, and it'll be fun. And the kids at set times throughout the day can come and get their bubble wrap dance party on.
That's right.
Yeah. While simultaneously hula hooping and, you know, building boxes.
Yes. And as you mentioned before, it is completely kid friendly. We're going to have face painting. We're going to have the fairy hair ladies out.
Love them.
The PSL Rocks are donating rocks and paint. So it is 100% kid friendly and free for them to participate in those activities.
That is so nice. All right. So when parents come, it's indoor.
Yes.
AC.
Yes.
You're
inside
welcome.
The Fenn Center. Okay. you're going to be happy it's there.
Right. Because air conditioning is not overrated, folks.
Yes.
It is so nice in the height of the afternoon, to say the least. So they're going to come inside. There's going to be activities down the hall, and sponsors are going to be able to meet and greet, check out, and hopefully want to support these local businesses, even if it's not that day, sometime down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then inside the gymnasium is where there's going to be all of the chili.
Yes. And it's going to smell all day. Your taste buds are going to be drooling.
Yeah.
And I have to mention, we have a chili eating contest.
Oh.
Oh, like a quantity-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez. Really? How many are people signing up ahead of time or day of?
They sign up day of.
Okay.
I'm sure you can nominate somebody and even say, hey, you know,
I nominate
JoJo.
Michael Tillery. He's going to love it.
Head to the firefighters booth for the chili eating competition.
What time is that?
4:15.
Ooh, okay, right. Because you don't want them to eat too much and then be there all day. You want them to eat too much and then go home. That's brilliant. You all really are professionals. This really isn't your first rodeo. It's 35 years of perpetual success, darn it. I love it. Okay, and so, again, families can sign up for just a tasting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tasting per, or they can split it amongst their family.
They can do whatever they want. It's a $5, like I said,
quick
$5
buy-in
at the door for 6 sampling cups. And most people get one for each person.
Right.
And then
mix and match bites. I would
absolutely.
Because there's 35 teams.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Okay. And now let me ask you, is there any other food options available throughout the day?
Yeah. So part of Chili Cook-Off is fundraising, because 100% of the proceeds benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of St. Lucie County. So at the teams, at their individual booth locations, they are fundraising. And that, of course, they're selling chili, bowls of chili, cups of chili, walking chilies, whatever that is. But
that's like Doritos in a bag with chili and cheese.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I totally know what that is. Hello.
But we do have teams that sell other things. There's vegetarian chili. There's peanut butter pie. There's peanut butter sandwiches, hot dogs. I want to say there's going to be some mac and cheese combinations.
Yum.
You never know what's going to be there. And I know it's going to be there, but I've had to keep it a secret.
There's
until
some top
right
secret
now.
Stuff. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the event is this Saturday. It's already Wednesday evening. There is no buy-in to come, right? There's no ticket. So
it is free admission and free parking.
And then for folks that aren't familiar with this, especially within Indian River County, this is right, if we take US 1 South and we bust a right on Virginia Ave, it's going to be on our right-hand side. And behind there is a skate park and other activities for kids. So like if you're making a day of mm-hmm. it, you can actually bring some of their gear and you can go outside and they can play and then you can come back inside and cool off and grab some peanut butter pie and another bite of chili. I mean, like you can really make an afternoon of it because there's a lot of activities within that whole fence center area.
There's a lot. There is a track and field. There's the park from Rotary Park right behind the BOCC building.
Cool.
The skate park, like you mentioned. It is a good playground.
Yeah, it's
a
really good playground.
I wish I was six to go on that playground.
Do you have to be six? I go down there and play with my 10-year-old all the time. I'm like, what? Let's go. Some of those 14-year-olds are bigger than me. I don't care.
Of course, we have to mention our presenting sponsor, Southern Eagle. We cannot do anything. We don't have enough thanks.
Well, let's face it. I'm trying to pair it with a wine, but beer and chili go mm-hmm. way better together. Who am I kidding? They are incredible community partners, to say the least. And in fact, simultaneously on that day, there's going to be the lifeguard bash up at Waldo's, and they're the presenting sponsor there, too. So they really give back, and they know which nonprofits make the most sense. The children, the lifeguards help keeping things safe. I mean, wow, what great community partners.
We cannot say thanks enough to them.
Very nice. Any other shout outs?
To White Glove Moving and Storage.
Oh, I just love her. It's like you'd think I paid her.
Yeah.
know. It's amazing.
I hear there's some more wine in future.
Yes.
In the future for us.
So there's an art section?
Yes. So our club members all summer long have been practicing their art creative skills. And Boys and Girls Clubs of America have a program called the National Fine Arts Exhibit. And at the end of the year, a bunch of art is submitted. And they could win a great prize from that and recognition from National Boys and Girls Club of America. It's a big deal.
Aww.
And you never know what kind of talent is going to come out of that by encouraging them.
Sure.
So we are encouraging them to submit their art, and we're hanging it at the Chili Cook-Off in room number 2. And you can come and view it. We'd love to hear your input. If you're hearing this and you're a parent that has a child that's submitting art from the Boys and Girls Clubs of St. Lucie County, make sure you bring them and tell them how important it is that this is their beautiful creative artwork.
Yes, support is everything. It's amazing how kids can really just grow and get that sense of confidence with just a little support along the way and mm-hmm. that little boost of encouragement. Stick figures matter.
Oh,
folks.
Yeah.
Stick figures mm-hmm. matter.
There is a quilt of unity, actually, that a group has done. So I can't wait to see that put together.
Mm-hmm. I love it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting here with the gals of the Boys and Girls Club of St. Lucie to encourage you to come out and play with us this Saturday from 11 to 6 at the Fence Center in St. Lucie for the 35th Annual Chili Cook-Off. There's a whole lot more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Philip Bush for the Peter W. Bush Foundation. I grew up in Vero Beach and know how much the Vero Beach Lifeguard Association means to our community. That's why we are buying every ticket to the 3rd annual Barefoot Beach Ball and are inviting you to be our guest. It's free to you. The Beach Ball will take place at Waldo's on July 15th. It's a family fun affair with a chance for your family to dress up wacky or elegant. And remember, it culminates with a fully clothed dunk in the ocean at sunset under the watchful eye of our lifeguards. We'll see you there.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close, call for reservations, and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company.
Is owning a home your goal for 2017? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, Treasure Coast.
Do you work and help run your household? Do you find that there is simply not enough time to keep up with the cleaning? Well, Diamond Bright Cleaning can take away the stress of trying to clean after a long day or during your weekends off. They offer affordable cleaning services as frequently as needed to fit your budget and schedule. Stella and her team offer both residential and commercial cleaning. I trust them in my home, and when they are done, it truly does sparkle. Mention the Vero Insider and get 10% off your cleaning services. Call 772-388-3649. Get a free quote, meet them, and give them a try. You won't be disappointed, because at Diamond Bright Cleaning, one call truly does clean it all. Visit dbcleaninginc.com. Diamond Bright Cleaning, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Hi, this is Jetris.
Ashley
and Christy
from the Star Team at Treasure Coast Sotheby's. Whether you are looking for a sprawling luxury home with intracoastal access in San Sebastian Springs,
or if you're looking for a brand new construction in Serrano with a completion date of May,
to an oceanfront to-be-constructed condo at Ocean Palms in North Hutchinson Island,
the Star Team can find you your dream home. Call us today at 772-321-7644 or visit our website at thestarteamrealestate.com.
Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff. Shake it, shake it. We're going to have some music going this Saturday at the 35th Annual Chili Cook-Off down in St. Lucie, my friends. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Thanks for tuning in each and every Wine Wednesday. You know, if you wanted to check out some of our sponsors or listen to past shows, maybe even scope out my blog, which I will be sharing many detailed pictures and stories about my California excursion, please visit theveroinsider.com. Those fine and wonderful sponsors like Foxy Nails and the Hair Studio of Vero do everything they can to make us look amazing. The grapes on my toes, one nap over, by the way. Yes, Cindy, they loved
it. I'm so
jealous. Look at this. Look at this, girls. See, look at this. Aww. Look at this. They loved it.
That
they
is
loved
adorable.
It. And of course, Hair Studio Vero, it's summer. Get it a little fresh, lighter. I just walked into my office today and one of my girls got a drastic hairstyle difference, like short and sassy. And she goes, I used your girl. I loved it. I was like, whoa, that is amazing. Mm. See, I leave for a week and this is what happens. Pack Mail, you know, as we get ready to ship our kids off to college, Pack Mail specializes in dorm shipping. We provide free pickups, so think of that. Also, for travel, we can ship your luggage ahead of time. If you know you're going to be overweight or you know that you have delicate stuff and you don't trust the airline, Pack Mail can take care of that for you. Round trip. And of course, Diamond Cleaning. Stella and her team is absolutely amazing. They do such a terrific job of keeping everything clean and orderly and affordable. I trust them in my own home. You should trust them in yours. And lastly, Caliber Home Loans. These ladies specialize in home loans. It's all that they do. They sit down with free consultations. They get you on the path to home ownership. I drove by a sign yesterday. Rent, small, two bedroom, two bath, $1,400 a month in Vero. That's crazy.
That's like the day
I own my home for less. So just, you know, if rent is getting astronomical, and especially with the Boys and Girls Clubs ladies sitting here with me today, we know that certain families need a little financial assistance. They need to be put on the right path. And they, at Caliber Home Loans, are working right now through the state of Florida for Indian River, St. Lucie, Brevard, and Martin counties, all with down payment programs for families that meet certain requirements. If they have the income coming in and they just need help with the down payment, there's ways for them to work with that. So if that's something that you think, wow, I know someone like that, visit theveroinsider.com and you can check out my sponsors, and they are all happy to talk to you, set up an appointment. Okay, Megan Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
Boys and Girls Club. Tell us a little bit. I mean, how many kids are you able to help with your different clubhouses throughout the county?
So right now we have 17 locations, like Alicia had mentioned earlier.
That's amazing.
And we service about 6,000 youth a year through all of our programs.
Wow. That's a lot of kids.
Yes, and we're hoping to grow more. We hope to have two more clubs at the start of our school semester.
Okay.
And in 2019, we're hoping to break ground on two facilities that will house 800 kids a day.
Wow. And these are all for after-school program. Or would you be looking at those particular facilities being more like a school in itself?
So we actually are in 12 schools with this school district, St. Lucie Public Schools. So we offer morning care and afternoon care at those sites.
Oh.
So parents who need to be at work at a certain time,
yes.
They don't have to worry about, you know, what to do with their kiddos. They can drop them off. They're already at school, so it's an easy transition from the club into their classroom. And then from dismissal, they go right into the club. So again, they just go right to school and pick them up after, up till 6 o'clock.
That's nice to give them till 6 o'clock. That's a good window. And if I have listeners and they say, I have friends, I have family in St. Lucie, they didn't know about the Boys and Girls Club, being that we're still in summertime, is there an opportunity for them to maybe find out more, see about enlisting, or possibly even do what they can to help the club itself?
Absolutely. We have summer program going on right now, and we are still accepting members. So if you are in need of some summer programming, summer camp, lots of fun, you can check us out, and we'd be more than happy to help you. Our clubs are open from 7:30 to 6 o'clock every day.
Okay.
We include lunch, snacks, and two field trips a week.
Fun.
Starting as low as $10 a week.
Wow. So affordable. So this is really to fill a gap for those parents that need it. And let's just face it, there's just some silly rules out there where childcare is just an astronomical cost sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're very grateful to be supported by Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County, the United Way, and a lot of, you know, local, you know, supporters. So we're able to provide those services for the youth who need us most. But if you are interested in learning more, you can visit us at our website at www.bgcofslc.org.
Love a good acronym.
You can call us at 772-460-9918. And we are on social media. So we do have Facebook, we are on Instagram, and we are also on Twitter.
Terrific. And is there still opportunity to possibly enroll for the after school program for the coming school year?
Always.
Isn't that crazy that we're just a few weeks out from that? It's the summer's flying by. It's just too much fun. It's just too much fun, including the fun we're going to have this Saturday. One more time, Alicia, we're looking at 11 to 6.
Yes, at the Havard L. Fenn Center in Fort Pierce. It's off of Virginia Avenue. The 35th annual chili cook-off, 35 chili teams, free admission, free parking.
Delicious. And being that Southern Eagle is the sponsor, I'm assuming there's beer.
Yes.
Nothing gets past me, Cindy. I'm like a detective over here. and of course, fun for all ages, other food options available, and you get to cast your vote for the best chili. Out of curiosity, do you know who the winner was last year?
Yes. The best chili, the People's Choice Chili Award last year went to the Firefighters Benevolence.
Oh. Gotta love men in uniform. Bonus.
The Jim Lamb Memorial Award for Best Chili last year, which is the big one where you have those secret judges.
Yeah.
The winner was St. Lucie Mets.
Really? Ooh. Even more handsome men in uniform. Yeah. I think it's a requirement in this chili cook-off. I just love it. Friends, please come join us this Saturday, 11 to 6, at the Fenn Center, right there in St. Lucie. It's a hop, skip, and a jump for a day of fun, in addition to bringing the kids for a bunch of hoopla. Visit theveroinsider.com to show support to our sponsors. And until next week, my friends, cheers!